Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing resting upon me that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, and that your word will go deep within our hearts and bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. We welcome the Holy Spirit, the teacher of this class. We thank you, Lord God. We do bind the enemy from interfering in any way from the word going forth or from the word of God being received. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, welcome to the Healing School. It is our desire that as you listen to these messages concerning God's will to heal, the Healing School, that you will develop that confidence in God's word, that you will develop that faith that will take your healing in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God. Well, our foundational scripture that we always read, Isaiah 53:4-5, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the word of the living God. It's a past tense thing. It's something that Jesus has already done. Today, as we continue to teach on God's will to heal, the message today is entitled, Do You Want to Be Whole? You know, sometimes people get in a rut when they are attacked with sickness and disease, or and when the doctor has said that you're going to have to live with something the rest of your life, or you're going to have to take medicine for the rest of your life. Some people get into a rut thinking that there is no way out. I am here to declare to you that Jesus is that way. Woo, hallelujah. Jesus is that way to God. Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. And the word of God is true. See, there may be tests and so forth that say different things about you, but you must make a decision whose report are you going to believe. Hallelujah. And so you know, Jesus asked that question, actually, to a man that was sick. We find that story, that account of this healing of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 5. And we're going to get our Bible reading in today because we're going to read down through from verse 1 all the way down through, and then we'll discuss it. Hopefully we'll get everything in within the time. Before I begin to read that, I want to just tell you, how we're going to tap into this healing power. See, we are healed, but we must do something to tap into it. We must reach out with that arm of faith to manifest that God has said about us. And again, we must make a decision whether we want to be whole or not, whether we want to be healed or not. There are some people who like the attention that their family members give them if they think that they're sick or not well. But let me tell you, it is not God's will that we walk any longer in sickness and disease. Jesus demonstrated the Father's will as he went about healing the sick. The Bible says Jesus went about the cities and the villages teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. That's Matthew 9:35. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. And then I'm going to give you some pointers of how to tap into this healing power. So the question is, do you want to be whole? And let's see what Jesus did for this man that had been sick a long time. The Gospel of John, chapter 5, it says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. These were people that were crippled. They were blind. Some were paralyzed. Some shriveled up, waiting for the moving of the water. Now, let's see why they were waiting for this moving of the water. The Bible says in verse 4, for an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first of the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity, 38 years. That's a long time to be challenged with a sickness and a disease. But that also lets you know, because see, this man in this word will be healed. But it lets you know it doesn't matter how long you've had something or how long the doctor say you got to have it. Jesus, when Jesus comes on the scene, when the word of God comes on the scene, then things change. Let's read on. It says here, Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He, Jesus, says unto him, will thou be made whole? See, that's our question today. That's our topic today. Will you be made whole? Jesus is still talking today. Will you be made whole? I mean, he's talking because, see, God has already sent his word, and he's already healed you, and you're still there, laying there. Get up, hallelujah. Answer that question. Will you be made whole? That question ought to be very quickly, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The impotent man answered him. Instead of saying, yes, Lord, he said, sir, I have no man. See, we're not looking for a man. We're looking for Jesus. We're looking for the word of God. Hallelujah. It says here, the impotent man answered, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. This is the word of the living God to this man, but this is the word of the living God to you today. Will you be made whole? Then take up your bed and walk, because Jesus has completed the work. Hallelujah. It says, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath day. Notice, it didn't take months of recovery. It says immediately the man took up his bed and walked. Immediately, hallelujah. And then verse 10 says, the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day, have mercy. What about these people? Here a man been 38 years sick, unable to walk, laying by the pool, and they saw him every day, and they're going to question him about whether it was the Sabbath day or not. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Sabbath day was made for man, not man for the Sabbath day. And so it's a good thing that healing takes place on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Now, listen. Jesus told him to rise up. Jesus told him to take up his bed and walk. Now, I'm going to tell you what. If I've been laying there 38 years and somebody came along and healed me and told me to take up my bed and walk, don't you know I'm going to take up that bed and I'm going to walk around jumping and shouting with the bed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It says here, he answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, up thy bed and walk. See, being obedient to Jesus is what's important. Not a particular day, not anything concerning the law. We're talking about the word of God, the living word of God, giving you some instructions to do. Then we ought to do it. Hallelujah. No matter what day it is. Hallelujah. Then ask them him, what man is this which said unto thee? These people were so concerned about a day and doing something on the day, not concerned about the man, not concerned about somebody that had been healed by the power of God. It says here, then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in the place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come on thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him. Merciful Lord, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many people have the wrong idea. So many people do not give the word of God first place. And so we see here this impotent man that was sick and impotent that Jesus restored him to health. And notice it was immediately when Jesus said, take up thy bed and walk, immediately the man got up and immediately the man obeyed Jesus. And see, that's important too. So my question again to you, do you want to be whole? Because Jesus has already completed the work. The word of God says he sent his word, Jesus, and healed them and delivered them from destruction. You have been made whole. Now, with the arm of faith, you reach in. With the arm of faith, you submit to this word of God that says, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. That says, God sent his word and healed the past tense you and delivered you from destruction. Hallelujah. Now, how do we tap into this healing power of God that was released in that man that had been sick for 38 years? Hallelujah. Number one, you must develop in fact, let me just go ahead and give you there are four main things that you must do in order to tap into this power. Number one, develop confidence in God's faithfulness. Number two, make a decision to believe God's word concerning healing. Number three, make a decision to do the sayings of Jesus. Number four, we must understand that the divine healing power of God has been been made available to us by the completed work of Jesus. Those are your four main ways of tapping in to this healing power of God. But let's look closely at each one of these. First, develop confidence in God's word, in God's faithfulness. See, you got to believe, you know, God said he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from destruction. So you got to look into the scriptures and develop a confidence in a true and living God. Develop a confidence in a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the work, by you meditating the word of God, by you confessing the word of God, by you delving into the word of God daily, you will develop this confidence and be assured that what God said, he's well able to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. For he said in his word, therefore, my word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. But let's look first some scriptures that help us develop confidence in God. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, know, recognize, and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God, hallelujah, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love and mercy with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It doesn't matter when you were born, you know, because God has already spoken the blessings. He's already healed you. And so it is also for you today. You know, we didn't come too late. We're still in this covenant. We're in this family. When you receive Jesus, it places you in the family. It places you in the covenant. You are covered by the covenant. That the covenant of God belongs to you and me. Hallelujah. Jesus purchased this covenant, the blessings of God, with his shed blood. Hallelujah. He sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat for you and for me. Hallelujah. Healing belongs to us. Glory to God. And so God is a covenant-keeping God to 1,000 generations. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction. For what he has promised, has he said it? Shall he not do it? Or has he spoken it? And shall he not make it good? God keeps his word. God honors his word. In fact, that's the only word that he honors. Hallelujah. You can say other things and submit to the devil, but when you say what God says, then God's going to see to it that his word is manifested in your life. Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Stands firm as the heavens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It shall not return void. 1 John 5:14 and 15 says, this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own power, he listens to and hears us. Isn't this good news? Woo, glory to God. God, when we declare God's word, God is listening to us and he hears us. But not only is he listening to us and he hears us, it says in verse 15, and if since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. We understand that if we speak God's word, he hears us. Hallelujah. His ears are open unto us. Hallelujah. And he sees to it. See, he sees to it. Jesus is our high priest, And when he hears us confessing God's word, he stands up and says, okay, Father, hear that. She's saying my word. She's preaching my your word. Hallelujah. So therefore, the angels of God, the Spirit of God, is immediately dispatched to see to it that that situation, to see to it that that circumstance is changed, to see to it that your healing power is manifested. See, when you declare God's word, you're releasing the power of God to heal you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 50, verse 7 says, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, therefore have I not been ashamed or confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. Hallelujah. God just said he will help us. He will help us. God Almighty will help us. So we keep our eyes on him. We continue to declare his word, and his word will be manifested in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the next point is we must believe. We must make a decision. See, we have to decide that we are either going to take the report of the devil or take the report of God. Whose report are you going to believe? You know, it's just that simple. You make that decision by your actions. You make that decision by what you are speaking. See, don't speak the word of the devil. You speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Psalms 107:20 says, he sends forth his word and heals them and rescues them from the pit and destruction. God has done this. We have to believe God. We have to make a decision to believe his word. You know, you decide, okay, God, you say you sent your word and you healed me past it. So I'm going to say it also. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. You sent your word. Jesus has healed me. Those 39 stripes upon his back purchased healing for me. Hallelujah. The shed blood of Jesus that has been sprinkled on the mercy seat of heaven is continuously crying out every day for me, because the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That blood will never lose its power. That blood will never, ever lose his power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So Isaiah 53:4-5, we read that already, but the amplified of that says, surely he has borne our grief, meaning our sicknesses and weaknesses and distresses, and carried our distresses. So we see that Jesus has already done this, so you have to make a decision to believe that. So now the next point was we must do the sayings of Jesus. Philippians 4:7-9 reads, and God's peace shall be yours, the tranquil state of soul assurance of his salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with the earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and honorable and seemingly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your mind on this. God says fix your mind on the good things. So fixing your mind on his word is fixing your mind on the good things. Now, these are the things that you must do in order to be whole. Now, take this word and walk in this word and make your confession day and night. Do you want to be whole? That's your decision. Hallelujah. Have a great day. Jesus is Lord.